Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hey, I want to make a quick reminder as we get started today on the DDP that we are in Lower Alabama this weekend doing a meeting with our good friend Pastor Irvin Reed. He's invited us to come in and minister Friday, Saturday, Sunday this weekend. So if you are in the Mobile, Alabama area, check out my Facebook page and check out paulwhiteministries.com for detailed information, address, location for how you can come be a part of the meeting this weekend. Also coming up in a couple of weeks, we'll be in St. Clair, Missouri. You can check that out on our website. And in the 7th, 8th, 9th, right in that area, I'll get the dates more accurate later in the month. We're going to be in the Southern California area, Valencia, California, doing a meeting there. And so we would love to see all of our Southern California friends come out, and all that stuff's available at our website and at our Facebook page. We are in the latter portion of the fourth verse of Titus 1. Yesterday we dealt with a legitimate son who shares a common faith. We probably should deal with common faith real quick. Just to say this, there was the belief, or let me start over. The early church was always in this battle between Christianity being on its own foundation versus a Christianity that had a Jewish foundation. And I have become quite fond of saying Christianity is not founded on Judaism. Christianity is founded on Jesus. Jesus is the cornerstone. Christ and Him crucified, the death, burial, resurrection, ascension of Jesus, is the chief cornerstone of who we are as believers. And that we are not built upon a Jewish heritage. We're built upon Christ. Well, that was a conflict in the early church too. The kind of Christianity that's built solely on faith in Christ versus the kind of Christianity that's built on faith in Christ plus observance of the law of Moses. And much of the New Testament writing is to refute that theory, which the book of Hebrews is the chiefest of. Whenever you read about those topics, you would sometimes see the word common. Jude would write his little letter and say, "We were determined to write to you about the common salvation." Paul, right here in Titus, talks about the common faith. And don't think of common as ordinary or less than average or average. Think about it in terms of equal, that you and I share something. Think of it in these terms, in common. And so to talk about the common faith, I think where we're seeing this maybe being lived out in the church right now is in the grace communities, which are believers coming to an alert place in their walk with God about their own right standing. They are waking up to their righteousness, and they're realizing that a lot of their Christianity has been a mixture Christianity, and that now they are realizing who they are in Jesus, and so they're starting to flock towards birds of a feather flocking together. You know, they're starting to find other believers who feel the same way. And what they're finding is that room is full of Baptists and Lutherans and Presbyterians and Catholics and Pentecostals and whatever who are coming into the common faith, which is not the fringe part of what we believe, but the common part of what we believe, which is Jesus finished the work on the cross. I am a recipient of that finished work. I think we're seeing that lived out now in the church as much as ever in my life or more. And that is that there's a commonality to believing on Jesus as the finished work versus believing I help finish that work. You can find the I help finish that work everywhere. But to go find the commonality of believing on Christ having finished the work completely on my behalf, that is something unique and something special. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.